one of New South Wales's earliest rural concrete pavements is situated on the Pacific Highway at Ulmarra near Grafton. Rex Oxenford was only 11 when in 1938 his father's company was awarded the contract to build what was then a state-of-the-art pavement at a total cost of £40,000, a phenomenal sum for the times.
It was the way that they started off with it. They had to build a wharf alongside the old North Coast Steam Navigation Wharf at Ulmarra, because the gravel was delivered by wooden barge, and there was a crane. We built a crane on the bank, then constructed a screening plant and big bins up on the bank, and the barges used to be unloaded by grab with this steam crane that was built on the bank. It was a gravel screening plant and a batching plant all rigged up in one. The cement was all put in by hand, bag cement. The concrete was mixed on the edge of the river bank, and there was a cutting went down to the wharf, a roadway, and the mixer was set up on the side of that. That's how the ready-mixed concrete, that was the first ready-mixed concrete that was ever seen and delivered in this area. It was shot into the trucks and went and tipped out onto the road. That's where the thing started.
Rex's brother John Oxenford passed the hive of activity at Ulmarra on his daily walks to school.
Yeah, the North Coast Company bought all the bags from Sydney, and then, because there was no bulk cement in them days, not around here anyhow, and they unloaded down there in, oh, there was a big shed on the wharf. Just how many bags they used, I don't know, but it was a lot of bags. I wouldn't have liked to have been breaking them in the hopper.
Brian Small is a sprightly 91-year-old who still lives on the highway at Ulmarra, right outside the pavement he helped construct in 1939.
I was cement hand on the job. I picked the bag up, throw it into the mixer, and tear it into a full sheet of paper. Like of morning, I'd start work. First off, I'd oil myself all up with olive oil. That was staple from Schaefer. I thought I'd get a bit quicker by putting sand shoes on and a pair of shorts, and bloody near crippled me. What happened, the cement dust got into the shoes and set. It was giving my feet a hiding, so I soon changed that. But nice lot of cement picked up and emptied 1,175 bags for the day. That's a lot of cement.
How heavy were those bags of cement?
24 to the ton. 1,175 bags would be equivalent to two semi-trailer loads of cement. They had three barrows. There was a fella on each barrow. One man, he stopped on that job shoveling the sand back, and he wore the handle of the shovel just above the metal to the thickness of his finger, that little finger. Oxenford, when the job finished, he took that shovel and he said, "I've never seen this before," he said, and he took it to put it away.
The concrete, when it was tipped out, was nearly solid from being driven 3 miles from the batching plant, just in the back of a truck, just sort of shimmers a bit and nearly sets. It wouldn't have been real good.
How thick do you think this pavement was when it was laid down?
It ran from, I think, about 8 inches to 6 inches. There was no road base like they would use nowadays, and it must have been pretty good because there was very little of that road that sunk. It was only the rocking of the bays, as we called them, that the movement, and that started to cause the trouble and make it crack. I remember one instance, it wasn't a funny, the only mishap that happened on the job, and it happened in the middle of Ulmarra. The story of it is that the cement used to be delivered by the North Coast steamer, and on the return trip they used to cart sugar. And this load of cement came up. There was some busted bags and one thing or another, the door was happened, and of course they, those days they didn't waste anything. They shoveled it up and put it into bags and used it. But in the process they got sugar in the cement, and there was about three of these bays right in the middle of the town that when they went back the next morning wasn't set. They had to be dug up and redone because of the sugar that got in the cement.
It was right in front of where the dairy company is there in Palmyra, actually. They pulled her up and tipped her over the bank somewhere. Them days you could do that, can't now.
So there's a big lump of concrete somewhere, is there, along the side?
I dare say there's some. It's probably still laying along the bank there.
How much was the pay on that job for you?
£4 a week. The mixer driver got £4 a week, and that's what I got, to empty all that cement. Those times, there wasn't many jobs about, no money. Like when you got five or six kids and mother to feed and clothe. At the time, there was no houses to rent in the town. Well, we lived out in a bloke's paddock out the back in a tent with five kids at one part of it. And I tell you what, she's no joke, living in a tent with five little kids. Of course, that was my fault, I suppose. Nobody'd worry about how many kids you had. That's your own bloody doing.
So what was the reaction by the townspeople after this new section was put down and they started using it?
People around the Mara thought it was wonderful to get this lovely concrete road through them, but they probably bless it now with all the traffic.
When the road was first built, it was good, but it was never built to do what it does now, with them huge semi-trailers and things, and it just wore out.